Share number 15, the Chayvus HaLevavos continues talking about the benefits in Olam Hazeh that a person gets from Bitachon, and he brings a very famous story. There's famous stories in Chayvus HaLevavos that are quoted in all different places, and this is one of them. U'misupra alechad me'ovdi Hashem aprushim. And it's told about one of the Ovdi Hashem who was a Parush. A Parush is an elevated person. Shalifnei she'ischel yisnaig b'prishus. What caused him to be an elevated person before he was someone who was on that level? Halach pam al eretz rechayko kedei l'chapes parnasa. He once went, he was a traveling salesman, he went off to a very far off land to find himself, to seek some money. Uveir shabalan, in that city, pagash ayved alila mechad. He met a guy, and amar lo yaparush. So this parush told him, ma ma'oid shruyim atem betachlis oivorein, so this salesman said to the guy idol worshipper, how blind and stupid are you that you serve this foolish idol? When will you end your darkness? You're in tachlis ha'ivarin, blindness, v'chayser havana. It's mind-boggling that you serve an avodah zarah. So the idolater, he said, and who do you serve? Amar lo yaparish. So the Jew told him, Ani oivedes aboire. I serve Hashem, a kol yachol, a mekalko, yechi hayichidi. He's the kol yachol, he could do anything. And he's the only sole provider of support in the world. Hamifarne shein kamayu, who feeds everyone, and there's no one like him. So amar lo yoived elilim. So the guy told him, Maisecha saizim es tevarecha. It's very nice. You're a big talker. You have a lot of very big talks of emunah and bitachon, but your actions contradict your words. Shalai se aparish ketzad. So the parish asked him, what do you mean? Analai oivedu alilim. Ilu masha marta haya emes. If it's taka true what you were saying, shakel shata oivedu ha mefarnes es hakol, v'ichalto hibirtu migveles. If it's true that you believe that the Rabbeinu Shalom is all capable, and he's all powerful, and he's a mefarnes, he's able to give anyone all their panasa. So I have a problem here. Oz, haya mefarnes eischa b'ircha. So why do you have to travel all the way out here to this far-flung place, far-off land? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mefarnes you in your city, k'shem shu mefarnes eischa kan? He has such power. Why doesn't he support you in your hometown? Why do you have to go to the end of the world to make some money? The parish was stumped. And he came home. And he accepted on himself to stop pursuing money, stop pursuing the inyanim of Olam Hazeh. He never left his city to search out Parnasa, and he became a true and sincere Oyvid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, obviously, there's a concept of Ishtadlus. And as we go through the Chayvus HaLevavos, we'll talk about the concept of Ishtadlus as well. And that's why this person became a Parush, because he was really on a high Madrega, that he was able to sit in his city and make his Parnasa. That doesn't mean there's no such thing as a traveling salesman anymore in Yiddishkeit. Doesn't mean that a person, but a person, the main point, or one of the main points to take out of this story is that the question that the Ovid Elilim asked, we all talk and we can talk very big ideas and very chashev ideas that we could talk about. But the question is, what about our actions? Do our actions stand in direct contradiction to what we claim to believe? Or are they in tandem with what we believe? Or at least are we working on that, at least what we believe we're trying to put into our lives? We could talk, we could be frum, we talk about great hasagas, but a bitachin demands more. Bitachin demands that a person acts the way he believes. That's really the Chazon Ish writes, the difference between emunah and bitachin. Emunah is the belief, emunah is the ideas. Bitachin is putting it into actions. Now, Chas v'Shalom, no one should say that emunah without bitachin is nothing. And even the Chayvus Halavavus is not saying that. He's trying to bring out a very important point with this story. There are madregas here, but a person has to have she'ifas to be a Baal Bitachin. He has to have aspirations to be a Baal Bitachin. But it starts with emuna. It does start with talking the talk. It does start with the ideas and inculcating and learning about the emuna. But it has to move on to the bitachin. But one without the other is not nothing. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, coming closer to Pesach now, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the Vilna Gaon in Shir HaShirim says, the Klal Yisrael first had emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ashiva Yisrael v'avecha, first you have to return to Hashem in your hearts. There's tshuva b'leiv, says the Gaon, there's emunah b'leiv. But I may not be strong enough to act on it yet. I'm not ready yet to go shecht and avodah zarah, shecht the Karban Pesach, the sheep of the Mitzrayim, in front of their eyes. That takes gvura. That takes strength. That's a much higher madrega. Tells the Vilna Gaon that on Rosh Hashanah, 6 months before Pesach, Gulas Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had done tshuva b'leiv. Tshuva b'leiv. They didn't do tshuva b'poyal, in action. That's what bitachin is, putting it into action. Till 6 months later, they were on a much higher madrega, they were able to put it into action. But says the Gra, don't think that tshuva b'leiv is nothing. There's no all or nothing in Yiddishkeit. Every madrega is something that is nitzchias and ruchnias. And the Vilna Gaon says something astounding. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, batlu shibur me'aviseinu v'mitzrayim. The shibur was batel in Mitzrayim. Now, the makis had started a few months earlier. Kansa machloikas rishonim, how the makis worked. The Mishnah in Edya says it was 12 months. There were only 10 makis. You got to figure it all out. There's rishonim in the beginning of Parshas Boy that talk about it. Ramban, Rabbeinu Chananel, and others, and the Rabbeinu Bechaye, Nafkamina. But there was the makis had begun long before Rosh Hashanah. And yet on Rosh Hashanah one day, Paro woke up and said, no more Shibud. We weren't free to leave Mitzrayim until 6 months later when he said, get out. There doesn't seem to be any medrash that says why that happened on Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah Torah? Like, what happened? Punkt HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ed Rachmanis. The Vilna Gaon is Megalitas that on that day, after however many months of the Makkos, which taught us Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael had come to Tshuva believe. They now believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their hearts. They were Pirish from Avodah Zarah in their hearts. And because they did Tshuva believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida, Nosan Belibam Shal Mitzriim and Shal Paroi, that they don't have to do of the Shibud anymore. But it's not enough to get out of Mitzrayim. You want Hashem to take you out of Mitzrayim? You need to do an action. That's later, 6 months, a tshuva b'poyel. It has to be an action. That happens 6 months later, emuna b'poyel, acting with bitachin. And this continued on and on and on. Hashem didn't take them. He was afraid of a war because they might say, let's go back to Mitzrayim. What do you mean? They just showed so much emuna and bitachin? Yes, but to go to war against the plishtim? That's already another madrega of bitachin, says Rabbeinu Bechai in the beginning of Parshas Beshalach. Klal Yisrael wasn't holding there yet. They were kept on steiging and growing and being tested and being taught levels and levels and levels of bitachin all 40 years in the Midbar, says Rabbeinu Bechai. So what this Ovid Avodah Zarah told the Parish was, you talk a lot, but what are your actions? And that's what we have to take from that. We have to learn to talk emuna. We have to learn to believe emuna in our hearts. And then bitachin takes it to the next step. What are you going to do with that emuna? That's a madrega. Not everyone's ready to be the parish. Not everyone's ready to be it. That's what we're learning about the concepts here in the Shaar Bitachin of the Chayvus Halavavus, to start getting us to think not only about what we believe, how are we going to be a biteach and act on what we preach and what we believe.